Tava parichare bhakta,
tava parichare bhakta,
shradhavanam suryaka,
shradhavanam suryaka,
shradhavanam suryaka,
shradhavanam suryaka,
yavadama vijani, yavadama vijaniya, yavadama vijaina. Mame Vagum Afrita,
Mame Vagum Afrita,
Mame Vagum Afrita,
Mame Vagum Afrita,
Tava Parishare Bhakta,
Tava Parishare Bhakta,
Shradhavananu Shuyaka,
Shradhavananu Shuyaka,
Yavadrama Vijaniyan, Mame Vagum Afrita. Word for word translation. Tavat.
Tavat.
That long. Paricharet.
Paricharet.
Should serve. Bhakta.
Bhakta.
The devotee.
Shradhava.
With great faith.
Anasuyaka.
Being without envy.
Envy.
Yavat.
Yavat.
Until.
Until.
Rama.
Rama.
Spiritual knowledge.
Vijaniyat.
He clearly realizes.
Mam.
Me.
Eva.
Indeed.
Gurum.
The spiritual master.
Adita.
The great respect. Translation by the servants of His Divine Grace, Srila Isa Bhaktivinoda Swami Srila Prabhupada. Until a devotee has clearly realized spiritual knowledge, he should continue with great faith and respect and without envy to render personal service to the Guru, who is none different from me. Translation responsibly. Until a devotee has clearly realized spiritual knowledge, he should continue with great faith
and respect
and without envy
to render personal service to the Guru,
who is none different from me.
Purport.
As stated by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in his Gurasthika prayers, Yasya Prasada Bhagavat Prasada. One receives the mercy of the Supreme Lord through the mercy of the bona fide spiritual master. A devotee who has been blessed by his Guru with spiritual knowledge becomes qualified to directly engage in the mission of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srila Prabhupada always emphasized that service to the spiritual master and separation, pushing on the mission of the Guru, is the highest form of devotional service. The word paricharet in this verse indicates waiting upon one's master by rendering personal service. In other words, one who has not clearly realized the teachings of a spiritual master should remain very close to the Guru to avoid falling down into illusion. But one who has acquired realized knowledge by the mercy of the spiritual master may expand the spiritual master's mission by traveling around the world to preach Krishna consciousness. Jai Shri Krishna, Chaitanya, Prabhu, Nityananda,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, this chapter entitled Description of Anashram Dharma, and we've been hearing the qualities that are wanted within that Anashram Dharma. In here particularly we're looking at the spiritual mask and before the varna of the sannyasi, sorry, the ashram of sannyas, and how one controls their eating, their sleeping patterns, and in that way, as text 1 of Sri Upadeshamrita explains, that one becomes fit to make disciples all over the world by being able to control the six pushings of the body, vacha vegam, manasa pura vegam. So starting with the speech, to anger, to the tongue, to the belly, to the genitals. So one who is able to control all those pushings of the body, the vegam, the pushings of the body, that person is actually qualified to take on disciples and become a spiritual master. And of course there's other qualities that are required, that he has to be in line with the teachings of the Vedas. He has to understand that the goal of the Vedas is to understand Krishna. So sometimes, because the Vedas is classified into different modes, and people in different modes accept different parts of the Vedas. So Krishna in Bhagavad Gita 15:15 explains that He seated in everyone's heart, and from me come remembrance, knowledge and forgetfulness. By all the Vedas I am to be known. Indeed, I am the compiler of the Vedanta and I am the knower of the Vedas. So Krishna, of course, is giving all these scriptures. Krishna is explaining himself in different ways, because as the marginal potency of the Lord, we have that independence, we have that free will to want to relate to Krishna either directly by worshipping him in devotional service, or we want to forget Krishna and we want to take shelter of his external potency, his Mahamaya potency. So the Vedic scriptures are actually supposed to bring us to the point of knowing Krishna, understanding Krishna. So the process, of course, for us, and the best process in any school, of course, of knowledge, is to get this knowledge through a chain of, through the chain or the parampara, the cyclic succession, which is handed down from spiritual master to spiritual master, and in that way the knowledge is not lost. As Krishna explains, that the reason why he spoke the Gita is because in due course of time that knowledge had been lost, so he had to re-speak it. The kings, their consciousness and their activities had degraded, had moved away from having him as the focus, having him as the supreme personality, and therefore knowledge of bhakti or sanatana dharma had disappeared. And Krishna comes, of course, paritranaya sarunam vinasaya chaduskritam dharma samstaparantanam sambhavani yuge yuge, that Krishna himself comes to re-establish the Vedic lifestyle, the Vedic literature, so that we can get to a point of understanding him. And in our situation, in our instance, we cannot, because of our contaminated state, we cannot personally approach Krishna, because we don't have the adhikar, we don't have the qualification. So in order for one to become qualified to actually receive that knowledge of Krishna, Krishna who is seated within the heart of each and every individual, of each and every spiritual part, he gives that knowledge, he gives us the understanding, and he sends us a via medium which we can try and establish or re-establish the yoga, the relationship that we have with him. So in this verse, in this translation, it's explaining how, because in the beginning of performing our sadhana, of course we haven't really understood what to speak of realizing the knowledge that's being given in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam. Lord Brahma understands Srimad Bhagavatam in 4 verses, whereas we have been given an expansive literature to try and understand and to try and realize Krishna through Srimad Bhagavatam. So we need very much guidance as to how to study Srimad Bhagavatam with the aim to understand Krishna, with the aim to understand Krishna's pastimes and Krishna's activities. So Krishna in Bhagavad Gita says, Janma kama chame divyam evam yuvati tatvataha chakta devam punam janma naitunam etu. So Arjuna, Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita is explaining that to actually have a relationship with him, we must have a clear understanding of his pastimes and his activities, and in that way we can actually go back to him and we can be properly situated in Krishna consciousness. So because the jiva in its covered state, in its conditioned state, has misidentification with the body, the strong ahankar, the strong false ego covers the living entity, then it becomes difficult to actually see through Shastra. It becomes difficult for us to relate to Shastra. And one main way, one important way, one potent form of awakening this dormant love that we have for Krishna, of course, is that we take shelter of a spiritual master. We take shelter of a guru who's a direct representative of Krishna. Krishna himself says that we should know the guru to be none different from him, and we should not offend him. We should offer him great respect. So oftentimes in Srila Prabhupada's life, you can see that Srila Prabhupada, by his disciples and by some pious people in the world, they would treat Srila Prabhupada with so much respect, and they would offer Srila Prabhupada the best resources, the best vehicle for transporting him, best cloth, so many things, because he's a representative of the Lord. So in that way, we hold very dear the relationship that he has with the Lord and the relationship that we have with him through his instructions. So, to serve a spiritual master, of course, Krishna in Bhagavad Gita is explaining in text 434 that we should render service and inquire submissively at the lotus feet of a spiritual master. And when he says tad vidhi pranipatina pari prashana sevaya, that we should sevaya, we should render service towards the spiritual master. So we have to show actually practically that we're doing something with that relationship. So it's not enough just to believe in a guru or to like each and every guru and to accept what they're saying, but if we want to take our devotional service to the next level, if we want to take our devotional service to a higher level, we have to accept a spiritual master and serve him. And by performing that service, we get purification in so many different ways for our false ego. Having been conditioned since time immemorial, we've been transmigrating from one body to the other. The soul has been traveling from one body to the other. And as Srila Prabhupada states, there was a morning walk Srila Prabhupada in Los Angeles, I think it was July 1974, where Srila Prabhupada was explaining how it's not that we become just one type of dog, but we become each and every single type of dog. So you become a pit bull, you become a bull terrier, you become, you know, a chihuahua, you become all these different bodies, and therefore we get all these different mentalities stuck in our subtle body. So certain animals, they have certain tendencies, and from then on you take on another body, you become a certain type of hog. You know, there's different classes of hog. We have back home we have warthogs. They look like, you know, they look horrible. They look really they're very scary. I can't even explain it. They do a lot of digging with their tusks. So it's not like a normal pig, like physically it looks like a pig, and the face has horns everywhere, and they're just dirty creatures, and they're very super ignorant. So we become conditioned, as Bhagavatam explains that in the fifth canto, explaining how, and the chapter explaining the different situations in the lower planets, how when we go to these planets, we actually develop the consciousness. So when we go and we're going to a specific lower planetary system, and we're taking the form of whichever living entity, or we're being punished and we have to walk on, you know, a surface that is as hot as, you know, we can't imagine, and it's, the surface is like copper and the sun is blazing. So we develop the tolerance to be able to withstand that, but at the same time we still experience pain. So when you go through these different bodies, the consciousness is actually ingrained. Just as the pastime of Lord Indra, when Lord Brahma came to him and said, okay, your time is up, you have to go back and take your post as the king of the heavens. And he said, no, I'm really doing great. You know, I just had a new batch of little piglets, and my wife is doing great, and we're pretty happy. And, you know, this is coming from the Lord of the, you know, King Indra himself. He's become attached because his consciousness has been molded to accept all these facilities. So similarly with the living entity, because we become contaminated, we accept suffering as happiness. We accept, you know, something that's dead. We accept matter as ourselves. And that is because of our intense condition. That's all we've been striving for, lifetime after lifetime. So to actually break this conditioning, you know, no other yoga system. You can be practicing Ashtanga yoga, you can be practicing Jnana yoga, you can be practicing so many different yoga systems. And they on the surface can alleviate all these ailments of Kali Yuga. They can alleviate the distress, they can alleviate, you know, the one for name and fame, just on the surface, but actually the root cause of all these anattas, or all these unwanted qualities, is not removed. And only by the process of devotional service does the false ego gets completely annihilated. And this is the only process that actually by acting in devotional service, by rendering service to Krishna, that we actually root out the false ego. So this is a very powerful way of actually reestablishing our eternal nature, our eternal constitution. When the false ego is removed, we can clearly see who we are and who we are in relation to Krishna. And we start understanding this, of course, when we take shelter of a spiritual master. By performing service, we're practically trying to render service to someone else apart from ourselves, because we're used to making us happy, we're used to putting us as the center. So we can go by the slope, you know, we can be thinking Ishvaraha Parama Swarup Shakti Satchidananda Vigraha. You know, we have all these slokas, and in the morning we have our little Abhishek, you know. We put ornaments on ourselves. So this is how we've been living. But once we get to the process of devotional service, it's Ishvaraha Parama Krishna Satchid Ananda Vigraha Anadhe Arde Govinda Savakarga Karanam. The Ishvara now is Krishna, and we're putting him as the center. He's the one, he's the cause of all causes, and he's the one who's existing before everything and after everything. So he becomes the center. And although sometimes we don't understand that, we get into contact with the spiritual master, then he, by his mercy, by his instructions, we develop some faith that yes, actually Krishna is the controller, he's the maintainer, so I might as well serve him. So there has to be some faith for us to accept that Krishna can descend as a beautiful Boar incarnation. There must be some kind of faith for us to accept that Krishna comes as Matsya. There has to be some faith, you know, that Krishna is that Krishna is right in front. There has to be some kind of faith. If not, then we can't really stay in devotional service, because then what's keeping us? You know, we have descriptions in scripture explaining how Krishna is performing different activities, or Krishna's empowered devotees are performing specific activities. And if you relate those stories to someone who has not been in touch with the knowledge, or someone who has not read the pastimes of Krishna, they'll just think we're nuts. You know, we're accepting that Krishna can lift a hill with a pinky. Or accepting that Krishna can dance on hoods of a snake, just a little boy. And he kills demons at a small age, and he swallows fire. So for us, of course, you know, we've got some kind of faith, and that faith develops by serving the spiritual master. He's actually the one, he gives all these different qualities are actually natural qualities of the spirit soul. But because we've forgotten, by his mercy, by his presence in our life, he gets to, you know, reawaken all these qualities. So initially we're not compassionate and we're not kind, and you know, we want everything for ourselves by any means necessary. But gradually, by serving the spiritual master, by engaging in the process of devotional service, we start understanding that there's also other people around me who are part and parcels of Krishna. So we start showing compassion, we start offering them some prasadam, we invite them to the temple, or we just generally are kind to other living entities. And we offer them respect, understanding that Krishna is inside, in the heart of each and every living entity. That Krishna is accompanying each and every spirit soul as they go from one birth to the other. So Krishna is there. So we respect all living entities to that respect, that Krishna is always with the living entity. And similarly, you know, Krishna is never by himself, he's always with his associates, and the spiritual master is always with Krishna, because he's an external manifestation of Krishna. Because we're not purified enough to directly receive the instructions of the super soul, then the super soul manifests or expands and comes as the spiritual master. In the pastime of King Puranjana, there's a verse that explains that because King Puranjana could not directly... No, it's explaining how the living entity can either reciprocate directly or indirectly with the Supreme Lord. So if we're purified enough, we directly relate with the Supersoul, and in our contaminated state, the Supersoul expands and comes as the spiritual master for us to actually receive knowledge and understand knowledge. So this is the importance of the spiritual master, that he's actually the medium, he's actually the way in which we can relate to Krishna. And as Jesus Christ himself said, you know, there's no other way to the Lord but through me. But then we know that's often misunderstood, because everyone thinks there's no other way besides Christ. That's where the problem comes in. This is where, you know, a little bit of envy starts creeping towards Krishna. So personal service to the Guru, which is the next point that is also stated in the purport by the sermons of Srila Prabhupada, doesn't necessarily mean that we have to be in the personal, physical association of the spiritual master. We know that Srila Prabhupada himself did not have so much association with the spiritual master physically, but he had his association all the time in his instructions, which he received in his young age, and then after he retired from the Grihastha Ashram, he took those instructions and practically applied them. So he was always meditating on these instructions. He was always focusing and taking shelter of the instructions of the spiritual master, although he wasn't physically there. So, of course, it's explained how one of the most difficult aspects in spiritual life is understanding the position of the spiritual master, understanding the position of Lord Shiva, and also understanding how we left the spiritual world. So here specifically, if we try and understand Guru Tattva, how he's always with Krishna, he's always with his disciple, we can understand that through the instructions of the spiritual master, he's always in our presence, that he's always with us, guiding us. And whatever instructions we get from a spiritual master, you know, there comes the potency to actually be able to carry out those instructions. Even if we don't fully 100% perfect the instruction, but the desire to actually perform or practically apply the instruction of the spiritual master is very pleasing, because we're making an effort. If we fail or not, that Krishna only sees the fact that we're sincerely making an endeavor to serve the spiritual master. And vice versa, the spiritual master sees that we're making an effort to serve Krishna. So this is something we have to work. In a relationship, we always have to work. And devotional service is a relationship. So we have to establish this relationship and show the Lord and show the spiritual master, I am actually being serious. I want to remember who I am. I want to remember who you are. And I want to remember who Krishna is. So this comes gradually by serving the instruction of the spiritual master. And this renders as our protection at in devotional service, that we're not actually just acting whimsically. We don't just decide, yeah, today I think I'm going to go to Mayapur. I can feel a connection. I just feel great. I can see this vision of Lord Chaitanya, so I think I'll go to Mayapur. Or we wake up one day and we're thinking, I'm going to go to the forest, I'm going to get some tree bark and strap it around me and just sit on a tree, and I'm going to cultivate my bhajan. I'm just going to do, you know, I'm going to go deep, I'm going to go internal. You know, we can do so many things because our mind is just jumping from here to there. We're really bombarded with the monkey mind. But when you have a spiritual master, when you have a guru you're taking shelter of, when you have instructions, then there's no way that you can make all these ridiculous jumps in life. We always get his blessings and we always check with him. We have our checks and balances for everything we do. We have Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. So we reveal our heart to the spiritual master. And the spiritual master, of course, in the fourth canto, in the pastime of the Daksha Yajna, it explained how, because Lord Shiva was the Sati spiritual master, normally in Vedic times, the husband could also be the wife's spiritual master, always taking shelter of the husband. Srila Prabhupada explains that the spiritual master is an expert psychologist. And the spiritual master, you know, he can see where the devotee is at, where his disciple is at, and therefore he guides them accordingly to raise them to a high level of Krishna consciousness. So the spiritual master gives instructions like that. He knows how much we can handle and he knows how much he can push us so that we can gradually rise and develop taste for serving Krishna through devotional service. So he's an expert psychologist. Sometimes we can approach the spiritual master with different desires and they understand that it's just coming from some inattentiveness, is coming from some, you know, material desire. And because they're expert, they've realized the knowledge, they know how then to engage us. And in that way, we're always protected. We're very protected by the spiritual master. So even through that, we're protected from the external energy. The more we take shelter of Srila Prabhupada's instructions and all our spiritual masters, then we can make a lot of progress in devotional service. And in that way, we can preach this Krishna consciousness around the world by taking the orders of the Guru as our life and soul. We're never separated from him. We're always connected through these instructions. And sometimes we may, and this happens a lot, we can for a while have the association of Srila Prabhupada's disciples. And for me personally, what I've seen is that so many of them are so absorbed in Srila Prabhupada. So they studied Srila Prabhupada's mood, they studied how Srila Prabhupada would deal with other devotees and how he was preaching, and they imbibed that mood. And one specific spiritual master once said to us in South Africa that he has never felt Srila Prabhupada's presence now as he did even when he was alive on the planet, because they're focusing so much on Srila Prabhupada's instruction. And for them, Srila Prabhupada has never left. For them, Srila Prabhupada is still there, because there's so much emphasis on the instruction, and the understanding is there that the instructions are none different from the spiritual master being there personally. And we see this with the potency of the six Goswamis of Vrindavan and the other associates. After Lord Chaitanya left the planet, they pushed on the mission. And as the text is explaining how sometimes this separation is so intensified in our preaching that, you know, we're feeling absence from the spiritual master, we're feeling absence from different devotees, but we're still pushing on the mission of Lord Chaitanya, which is what we see with Srila Prabhupada's life. He had so much separation and he kept on pushing. The six Goswamis of Vrindavan had so much separation, but they kept on following the orders of Lord Chaitanya to excavate the pastime, the holy places, and to write the books and further explain the Vaishnava philosophy. So this is the potency of the Vani, of the instruction. The spiritual master is still there. He hasn't left. And from that, we continue in our devotional service and render service unto the spiritual master. And in that way, there's never separation. When we take shelter of the instructions of the Guru, we actually don't feel separation, because it's non-different. But this, to come to this level of understanding, of course, and this level of realization, requires a lot of purification in devotional service and a lot of submissive hearing from the spiritual master, submissive serving of the devotees, taking shelter of the scripture, and specifically the five potent forms of devotional service: chanting Hare Krishna, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, serving the devotees, the deities, and residing in a holy place. And through these different ways, we get purified, and we can actually receive that knowledge through the spiritual master when he sees that we're actually qualified to understand these very intimate aspects of Krishna consciousness, of Bhakti Yoga. So I'll just read the translation again. Until a devotee has clearly realized spiritual knowledge, he should continue with great faith and respect and without envy to render personal service to the Guru, who is none different from me. Any comments or questions? Yes, Rasa Nandini.
Even the court itself, you know, if they're not so strong, you need to say questions to the master. Can you
Okay. In other words, one who has not clearly realized the teachings of his spiritual master should remain very close to the Guru to avoid falling down into illusion. So remaining very close, it would be very difficult for the female disciples to remain very close to the Guru. So of course this is not on a physical or geographical aspect, as I was mentioning that the instructions of the spiritual master and our spiritual master's other disciples. And Srila Prabhupada would always make it a point that even taking shelter, what pleases him the most is that we cooperate and we take shelter of our authority in the temple. So the temple president, those who are taking care of us in the ashram, these are different ways, these are the agents that the spiritual master has sent us for us to be able to carry out his instructions. So he might not physically be present, but we have his instructions and we're carrying it out within that jurisdiction. So he's not physically there, but his instructions are there, and we stick to them and we follow them, and we can't fall into illusion because we have all these, we have Guru Sarin Shastra. we're attending the full program that Srila Prabhupada has given us, and we're performing devotional service in the association of devotees. Even if we're staying home, we're reading the books, we're raising our family are devotees, we come to the temple, we chant Hare Krishna together. These are different ways to protect our devotional service. So for us to be really sure that we won't fall down or we won't lose taste for our practice, we always try to perform devotional service with the guidelines of the instructions of the spiritual master and with the devotees who are helping us. And if we don't necessarily have one specific spiritual master, you know, Srila Prabhupada is the Param Guru, so Srila Prabhupada has given so many instructions. And if we're struggling, if you don't know which instruction to follow, you know, we can just go down to the basics, chant Hare Krishna, follow the four regulative principles, and cooperate with temple authority. We can start off there and then gradually build up and develop more desire to perform devotional service. Any more questions? This Gaura mantra.
There was one line which I'd like you to comment on. You said that
you forgot.
But when we have Bhakti says that the Guru gives us instruction. You said that we are very used to putting ourselves in the center of our life. And now we have to change it completely. So do we do it just by pushing ourselves, just from day to day, just push to serve Guru? Or what is the practice, like, from changing the center?
The consciousness into Krishna consciousness from me consciousness.
From the beginning, it's very difficult to do it.
From the beginning, it will start off mechanically. Because we don't, I mean, this is why we have rules and regulations, sadhana, but after some time, it's, you know, we understand, yeah, I should be following the four regulative principles. So in the beginning, you know, it's all these rules there guiding us. And then as we gradually progress, as we gradually get purified, then we don't do it because we have to. We start doing it because we want to. So similarly, if we're performing service, you know, I have to chant Hare Krishna, I have to, or else. After some time of purification, we develop tastes for chanting the holy name, and we chant because we want to chant, because we're developing that taste for hearing Radha and Krishna's name. So in the beginning, it starts off as mechanical. Even in devotional service, there's some things that we might not want to do, and sometimes most of the things we don't want to do, but we just follow it anyway because Prabhupada says we have to do it. So in the beginning, we're doing it out of a lot of, you know, duty. But after some time, we understand why we have to do it, and it comes naturally. All these different qualities, if we want to be more compassionate or if we want to, you know, become selfless, it happens over time. It's a gradual purification, gradual elevation of the consciousness. So it won't happen snap bam automatically right there. Like Srila Prabhupada, in some letters devotees would say, oh, I'm still not doing this, so I'm falling on this and that. And there's this analogy that he gives of a fan, that with our past karma, you know, you stop the fan from spinning, and it stops, you've switched off the plug, but there's still some motion, and eventually it's going to stop. So eventually so many things might come and go, but we just continue in devotional service, and eventually all these things of wanting to be the center and wanting to be selfish and being envious, they'll stop as we take on fully 10% the instructions of the spiritual master and Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you unplug it. Yeah.
But I heard that after initiation or karma, the Guru Maharaj says about karma. So what then is talking about?
You know, when you live in the material world, even when we're breathing so many living entities.
So it's new karma.
So, that's why, you know, any slight inattention, you know, we're creating something. But we don't get the full... Krishna is always minimizing the effect of our wrong misdeeds because we're taking shelter of him. So although the spiritual master takes most, sometimes, but he takes most of the karma, but there's sometimes a little bit of residue of sinful activity. And because the mind, even after initiation, the mind gets contaminated because we're bombarded. So, you know, the fan might be still going on, but we're not working hard to perform sinful activities after initiation. We're not doing that. But because of our past conditioning, you know, our samskaras, which are thick and are imprinted in our consciousness, things start slipping and sliding. But we curb that by taking more shelter of the holy name. And all these things have to come out. We have to identify them, and they have to come out fully from the heart. They have to come out. Okay, this is 25-29. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Sani Taiko Sunandeh. Ego. Do you want to start?